It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, you know what? It's about time to cover a little crappie fishing at Lake Fork. We haven't really talked crappie at Fork in a couple of weeks, but Mr. Cameron Burnett is with us. Cameron guides for crappie there at Lake Fork and has for some time. So let's talk crappie with Cameron. Cameron, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
I appreciate you having me.
You know, Fork is, my gosh, there's some, not only lots of crappie, but some big old crappie down at Fork. And I thought it might be interesting for all of our listeners, and you and I too, just to talk about winter crappie fishing. You know, kind of some, we're not looking for GPS coordinates where you catch them or anything like that, but just some tips that will help some folks catch them. So I guess, you know, the first thing I'd like to know is, are they still deep here at this time of the year as a rule?
Absolutely. My total foot of water I've been fishing has been anywhere between 35 all the way down to 60. They'll be suspended up in the water column, kind of, you know, all through there. Usually the blacks are in 18 to 25, and then the whites will be, you know, 30 on down to 40.
I'll be darned. So, in other words, the white crappie, as a rule, are deeper, right?
Absolutely.
I just,
I'm here for sure.
You got to wonder. I know it's a fact, but you got the outdoors continually amazes me with stuff like it. Why? You know, it makes me wonder why the two species would choose different depths in the cold. But, you know, obviously they do. There's a lot of whys in the outdoors, isn't it, Cameron?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about, you know, maybe are you concentrating, say, on creeks or channels or anything, or just deep flats, you know?
I'm running the Garmin Live Scope.
Uh-huh.
That opens up a whole new world, you know, for crappie fishing.
Yes, it does.
The main river channel of the lake on the east or west side,
mm-hmm.
usually start there, you know, under like the 515 bridge.
Yep.
And if you can stay in that creek channel with Live Scope, you will find those fish, you know, suspended all through on just pole timber.
Yeah.
And you can really just kind of run through there with a heavy jig and pick off big fish.
Okay, so you're just looking for, are they, you said timber, are they hanging, a lot of times, you know, are they hanging around the timber?
This time of year, it seems like they're more stuck on it.
Oh, they're on it then, tight, yeah.
They're stuck.
It'll
be the fish, I mean, so close to the tree a lot of times, it just looks like the start of a branch.
Uh-huh, yeah.
On the Live Scope,
yeah,
that has really opened up a whole new world for crappie fishing.
I know. I fish with some guys that use it, and I'd say the first time I experienced it, I know it was back in the early summer. And you're actually, you know, you're picking the tree and the fish. You're targeting specific fish rather than the old school like I've grew up doing, and most of us have, is just finding some structure and hoping they hit. But you're fishing sometimes for a particular fish, aren't you?
Absolutely. I've you know, had fish miss it and spook off, and I followed them over to the next tree and caught them off the next one before.
It's a game. It's a game changer, isn't it? The way you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, as far as let's talk about jigs and colors. How important colors may be. And you said a heavier jig, so let's talk about the jigs a little bit, Cameron, that you're using.
Yeah, the ones I use are made by Limits Tackle.
Yeah.
Using real heavy. I'm using 3/8-ounce jig with a number 2 hook, and just kind of pick whatever trailer you're comfortable with, you know. I don't try this time of year, this early on, to use large baits, but mostly, you know, a smaller bait profile, but it has a huge head. Really gets it down there fast.
That is a big jig for crappie fishing, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But you can feel it so much better, can't you? You know, that your clients especially, probably.
Yeah, and the main thing it does with that Live Scope, sometimes when you're fishing that deep, if you're using a, you know, 1/8-ounce jig, your bait with the wind, the wind and everything, it'll pull out of that cone.
Mm-hmm.
And with those heavy jig heads, it lets your bait stay vertical.
And that's,
keeps you straight.
That's important, too, because, you know, that's one of the first things years ago when I always grew up fishing with minnows, you know, and I was fishing with a crappie guide years back, and a good one, And he told me, he says, you want that jig 90 degrees to the line, Luke. And I, you know, sometimes it'd be vertical with it, you know, just pull right. down. But that presents a whole lot more lifelike to the crappie. It's got to, you know, that's the way a minnow would look, right? I mean, that's what you're mimicking. Yeah. Well, let's see. That's now, so for someone coming out, you know, that maybe not be really, really versed in spots to fish, just along the either side of the channel there, and that 515 bridge is a good place to start, huh?
That's a good place to start. What mainly everyone's doing now, it's, you know, you'll have to kind of not battle with a lot of boats, but there's some traffic. The SRA point down at the dam.
Yep.
And the two main lake points that run from, you know, Little Caney and Big Caney, stack up there in about 35 foot. And those are open water fish there. And you just want to set up, you know, two or three cranks off the bottom. And those fish will move in and out of there.
So just
all day.
Yeah. So just if you, you know, are not real adapted looking and searching new air, just hang right there. And sooner or later,
right.
schools of them, I guess they're chasing deep shad, right? Coming through.
Right. They'll move in. You'll have to battle with yellow bass. And that happens to be how the state record largemouth caught. Guy down there at the dam, crappie fishing, you know, hung that 18 pounder back in 92.
I remember well. Yep.
Yes,
I covered that for the newspapers. I do.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, okay. So that's some really, really good tips. As far as line test, what test line do you like? Is there a particular, you know, light line?
Make sure it's an 8-carrier braid, but I use 20 to 30 pound braid on all my crappie gear. And
okay.
a lot of people think that's excessive. Saves me from retying jigs all day, and crappie are not line shy.
That's true. That's very true. I know that. And then reels and rods, you know, what kind of maybe talk a little bit about that might help some folks.
I've strictly fished single pole. I don't spot a rig or anything
yeah,
like a lot
right.
of people do, but I'm using, you know, 10 to 16 foot rods. I use
yeah.
very long rods and micro reels, you know, the small Shimano Sedona is kind of my go-to.
Is that like the little, do you use the, are those spent little spinning reels or are they bait?
Yes,
little,
yeah, they're the small yeah. spinners, the micros.
Yep. And, well, that rod, I'm sure it's going to be plenty sensitive. So, and I know that is a key, you know, fork or wherever you're fishing, being able to feel that bite. Because a lot of times the bite, well, sometimes they hammer it, even in the cold water. But oftentimes crappie will, you know, almost like a catfish on a punch bait or something. It's, you know, sometimes.
I spend a lot of my time when I'm guiding, you know, line watching for my customers. A lot of times those fish will just come up from under it and they'll knock a couple inches of slack in your line.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of the big things with that braid. You know, if there's any kind of feel, you'll be able to see it and feel it.
That's, and I call that being a line watcher, and that's accounted for many a crappie fillet in a skillet too, hasn't it, Cameron?
Yes, sir. Yes,
being
sir.
Able to detect not only when they jerk it and twitch that rod tip, but when they come up and
right.
there's just a little bit of slack in that line, that's the time to jerk back and set the hook. Well, as far as size now, deep into winter, are they catching a lot of little ones, or how's that going?
The open water fish that are down by the dam are mostly going to be some your smaller fish. A lot of small blacks will come off that SRA point. Deeper whites, you know, they don't seem to really ball up as heavy. You know, they don't have a school of hundreds of whites. It seems like that's mostly the black crappie. The fish that I catch out in the river channel are giant. I've had, 2019, I had four over 3 pounds.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, and I had one just, I guess, about 3 weeks ago. It was a 305. It was a absolute giant.
Well, like a 15-inch crappie probably or something like that.
15 and a quarter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Folks, we're visiting with Cameron Burnett down at Lake Fork, and Cameron guides for crappie. We're going to leave the information how you maybe like him there on Facebook or give him a call. But winter time, honestly, is one of my favorite times to fish for. I like to fish for anything. I'll tell you something else down at Fork, Cameron, that I enjoy fishing for. I know that you're a professional guide and that you guide for crappie. But yellow bass, a lot of people have no clue how much fun it is to catch yellow bass on light tackle, nor do they know how good they are in the skillet.
Absolutely.
Have you ever fished for yellow bass or targeted?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. We're soulmates on the yellow bass. I first started fishing. Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
Yeah. I won't admit it to many people, but I think they're a little better tasting than crappie.
Okay, let me tell you a story. Cameron, I've been an outdoor writer for 30 years. I've covered fishing in Texas from one end to the other. Billy Carter down at Lake Caddo is a good friend of mine. Billy put yellow bass fishing on the map at Caddo especially. And the Cypress Drainage has got some big old yellow bass, but none as an average any bigger, I think, than Fork. But I started writing about Billy back in early 90s maybe, and he's using those baby crawfish is what he was using for bait, but he discovered he could use jigs and catch them, and that's an underutilized fish. You can't use them for bait, but there's no limit. It's kind of
they're still considered a game fish, but they're an unlimited krill limit.
That's true.
Kind of a neat niche.
Now, if you were to go out and target yellow bass, Cameron, this time of year, do you think you could, as a general, on a good, day that's not real windy, hammer them pretty well out there at Ford?
Yeah, they're kind of sporadic until it gets a lot colder. It seems like our water tip is still hovering, low 50s. That's real unusual for,
time of year.
Yeah. Sawmill hump, it's a spot just north of 515 where they're at almost all the time. And there will be sand. We have a few white bass in here, but they kind of stack up in the same areas.
Yep. The white bass a couple of years ago were very dependable down there at Fork. But you and other friends of mine that guide down there have told me that they're kind of tough to locate now.
Yeah, I don't think they have a real long life expectancy, a couple, 3 years. And the ones you catch out here now that you run into are magnums. I mean, we've had, 3-pounders aren't real unusual.
Yeah,
there just are not a lot of them like there was just a few years
right,
ago.
Right. Well, Cameron, they're telling me we have just about wrapped our segment up here, but I want you to leave your phone number again, folks. Cameron Burnett down here at Lake Fork. If you're looking to go crappie fishing, you might even be able to talk Cameron into some yellow bass. I don't know, Cameron, but how do they contact you?
LakeForkCrappie.com or my Facebook page is Lake Fork Guide Cameron Burnett. My cell phone number is 903-850-3123.
Okay. The Facebook page, what do they like? Tell me again and we can...
It's Lake Fork Guide Cameron Burnett. That's my business page there.
Okay. Lake Fork Guide Cameron Burnett. That's... Facebook has become a powerful tool for so many outdoor applications. Cameron, thank you a lot, buddy, for being with us, and I'll get you back from time to time. You can keep everybody tuned in on the crappie. How about that?
All righty. Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Well, folks, that wraps up our crappie talk down at Lake Fork. Let me tell you now about a feral hog workshop coming up. It's going to be in the Greenville Civic Center on January the 30th. It's called the Feral Hog Informational Workshop. I think the time is from 1 to 4:30 on January the 30th. I've got a number I'm going to give you to call, but you'll want to call as quickly as possible. I think the seating might be limited. Again, it's the Feral Hog Informational Workshop. They'll tell you how to trap them, control them. If I was there, I'd tell you how to eat them, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make this one. January the 30th from 1 to 4:30 at the Greenville Civic Center. The number to call to reserve a spot is 903-455-6212. 903-455-6212. I enjoyed being with you, folks. Look forward to next week. Folks, today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Sitemark, Texas-raised hunting products, Pyramid Air, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort at Canton, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, the best of Texas barbecue sauce, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.